Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. This story about the pet situation here. 6,500 plus people's pets may be involved in this story. I mean, this is going viral around the country, by the way.
This was announced by the State Attorney General Dave Sunday, and it's a remarkable, just remarkable story. What do you say? I mean,
and this funeral home owner is 70 years old. Investigators talked with employees and were told that no pets weighing under 60 pounds were taken to the crematorium, that they would take the small pets to a different place, according to a criminal complaint. And this man is accused of writing what authorities call daily list of animals' names and transport dates to the crematorium. And no animals under 30 pounds had tag numbers from the crematorium. And many of these pets ended up allegedly in landfills. Bottom line is, even people that got their cremains didn't know at the time, but they weren't necessarily their pets.
I assume that this was going on because of the cost of cremation to the provider. And I guess that was the decision that was made to, you know,
it does beg
make
the
more
question.
Money or save money, one of those things.
Yeah. I mean, it would be.
That's what it all boils down to. Why would somebody go to that length? You know,
it would be a cost savings.
Yeah. Oh, terrible.
Therefore, the question that I have is, how do you know? How would you know anyways?
Well, you wouldn't. You just have to trust that, you know, people are doing, you know, when you entrust, I mean, here's how it works. When you lose a pet, you know, like when I lost Ginger, I took her to the veterinarian and we put her to sleep. And then I left her with Animal General, where, you know, Dr. Mike and his son had been caring for Ginger for many years. And I trust them completely. And I trust they're doing business with people who are trustworthy when they, you know, come pick up my dog's remains and cremate them. And when I get them back, I have no question. And now what happened here with this guy is a lot of people are asking the question, hey, what about me? Have I got a problem too? And if you want to know about that and check into it, there's a link on our front page at kdkradio.com where you can do some searching and find out more information from the Attorney General's website. It's just heartbreaking. It's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, that's attorney.general.gov/EPM. But they're just cautioning, considering the number of people impacted, or over 6,000 500 people, at least what they know now, that it's going to be very challenging to try to get you answers on what happened to your pet.
And it took time for this to be found out. I mean, 6,500 pets, that's covers a lot of time, right?
And there have been these stories. I know somewhere in the South, the state and town escaped me, but there was a funeral home doing this with people, if you can imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, periodically, these kind of things happen. So we'll keep you posted, but that is the resource if you want to get additional information. attorney.general.gov/EPM.
Or if you want, you can just go to kdkradio.com.
That's the short.
That's the easy way out.
Meanwhile, 100 days for the president, and he'll spend that apparently with General Motors folks talking about tariffs and their impact in their case.
There's talk of
they're liking it,
easing the 25% tariff on foreign cars, trucks, SUVs, and parts.
I'm sure that'll be part of the discussion. And then here locally, a lot of people surprised by Penn's coach Mike Sullivan parting ways with the team when just days before Kyle Dubas, the general manager and acting president, said he was going to be their coach.
Yeah, I mean,
so what
Sullivan
changed?
Himself said he expected to be back next year. What did change?
It's a great question.
The backstory on that would be interesting to hear, but I think Dubas kind of gave us a pretty good indication that he was having thoughts about this before, during the actual regular season, that he'd gone back and forth on. Maybe it is time for a change. And and you know, my initial reaction, I don't know about you, but my initial reaction was, is this is not a reflection on Mike Sullivan's coaching ability.
No.
It's mediocre performance from the team that they placed around a superstar named Sidney Crosby.
Correct.
And Mike Sullivan is going to be successful, probably very successful, might even win a couple more cups in his next destination. I hope he picks well and does well because he's a terrific coach.
And for those who forget, Michelle Therrien was replaced by Dan Bylsma, who won a Stanley Cup for the team.
Who was replaced by Mike Sullivan.
Who won two cups for the team.
Badger Bob was replaced by Scotty Bowman, easily the greatest coach in NHL history.
So
they've had some of the best here in Pittsburgh.
Actually, Mike Sullivan lasting for 10 years is an anomaly in the NHL.
Yeah, right. I mean, usually you hear that they're gone after three or four seasons, tops.
Some teams change coaches like they change underwear. So we'll see who's next, who's coming in.
Well, that's the question now, isn't it?
Will it be Rick Tocchet?
Kind of a favorite local choice, right?
Yeah, we'll see. And we'll keep you posted here. Yeah, take us with you wherever you go. AUDACY. It's a great resource. And when you search the KDK page, you're going to see a little microphone there. And we want to hear from you. Pretty simple technology, pretty easy to use. Democratic primary debate on the Big K Morning Show starts at 9:30 on May 8th, so that's next Thursday, and you have a chance to ask the candidates question. Incumbent Mayor Ed Gainey and the challenger Corey O'Connor. Go to the Odyssey app, AUDACY. It's actually a tremendous resource. Mentioned Donald Trump's 100 days. He is scheduled to speak at a National Guard Air Base in Michigan before holding a rally in Warren, Michigan to celebrate the first 100 days of his second tenure. Also on the list of things happening today locally, this Pittsburgh Regional Transit set of hearings at the David Lawrence Convention Center with the potential massive cuts due to budget issues. You could be talking about a reduction of routes of 35% in some cases, which would be game changers for people that utilize this every day.
One of the things that I learned about funding for public transit in this, as this story has developed, Larry, is that public transit is not funded by fares. What the people pay to ride on the buses and the T, that is not enough, not even nearly enough to run the agency. That it's been funded by, and across the country, it's funded by taxpayers through state and local governments. So the issue really is getting more money from the state or right-sizing PRT. And at the same time, now what we're hearing from Jay Costa, the state senator, is he's talking about bringing the region's transit together in one agency. I don't know if that would be helpful or not. I don't know enough about it. But what I do know is that the people at PRT have done a very good job of sounding the alarm about not enough money coming down the road.
Oh, they want to hear people's feedback. I think, Aaron, as you pointed out,
I mean, there have been multiple releases and in media events about, you know, for them to get this message out.
Yeah, because they want to, I would imagine, make sure it's on the radar, speaking of government officials, to fund the process. Right, Aaron?
Yeah, I was saying that to Larry earlier. I caught myself and was like, wow, they want feedback, which is great.
Right. They're not hiding from it.
No.
No, I think that the three sessions that have been set up are going to magnify what PRT has been saying already. And hopefully the reverberations they think will, you know, be heard in Harrisburg, where that's where something has to happen.
So that's happening at the David Lawrence Convention Center today in two sessions. And it'll be interesting to see. And you can imagine the feedback, because people rely on public transportation for so many.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The obvious reasons.
I mean, I would prefer to drive my vehicle to a park and ride location somewhere in southern Butler County and hop on a light rail that would come down here to Pittsburgh. I would love to be able to do that, but you know, it's not available. And during the hours at which I commute, it's inconvenient, if not impossible.
It would actually be great if they could take a light rail system to the north, to the west.
Out to the airport.
To the east. So far, we only have the rail goes south.
Yeah.
And people living in Dormont, for instance, that's gold to have access like that, to jump on a light rail system and get downtown. My buddy Jimmy Crenn jokes, we're the only city in the world that has like a one-block subway.
But you know,
it's a little more than that.
But it is convenient. I mean, I've used it in the past to park elsewhere and either get downtown or the opposite, vice versa.
How about this stand-up comedian, completely unrelated, talking about what if marriages were like NBA contracts?
What?
His new idea is you get a 4-year deal with an option to renew. You enter into free agency or re-sign for another 4 years.
And guess who would be getting married if that was a thing? Everyone. We can revisit in every 4 years? What in the world?
I think people
world?
Are pretty good at revisiting as things stand right now based on the divorce rate.
That's a good point, Paul. Jeez.
By the way, it's International Dance Day. Did you know that?
What dance are you going to perform for us, Larry?
The Funky Chicken.
Oh, wow. I feel like there's so many dance days, either that or they come quick. But no, I actually didn't know that.
It's also World Wish Day. Make a wish. No, we're all still here. Morning. No worries about severe weather this morning. However, out to the west, there is the opportunity. So we go live to our National Weather Service office here with meteorologist Jason Frazier. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
Good. We saw the storms produce some really nasty weather out to the west. So what is the potential this afternoon for severe weather here?
Yeah, so the region in the Allegheny County is under a enhanced risk for severe weather as we expect a cold front to approach the area and eventually a line of showers and thunderstorms developing and moving across the region. Right now, we're looking at all kind of hazards being a potential damaging wind, large hail, and maybe even a tornado. But of those, at this time, we're leaning towards a higher probability of seeing damaging wind gusts with these storms. What does that mean? It means that we could see wind gusts greater than 60 miles per hour that could produce down trees, down power lines, maybe power out just because of that sort of action. So something to be prepared for and to kind of continue to monitor the latest watches, warnings, advisories for folks in the area.
And you're the office that posts those for our region, right?
That is correct, yes. So we'll be having a lot of staff here in office to monitor those radar conditions, monitor the latest environmental conditions, and using various social media outlets to just kind of continue to alert people how things are changing, evolving, because storms can always kind of develop and proceed and maybe a little bit different than we realize. And so we want to keep people alerted to what those changes are and what to continue to expect as we go through the afternoon and evening.
I'm curious, Jason, we've had this situation where yesterday was just picture perfect. Today we go to 82 with potential for severe weather. Tomorrow's high, just 70, then back up to 80, then down all the way to the upper 50s for highs on Saturday, right?
Yes, it's kind of a little bit of a roller coaster week. I mean, it feels kind of like what we sometimes see with spring, where like one day is this, one day is that. We're bouncing all over. And because of that volatility of those temperatures and a changing of air masses, that's kind of allowing us to have maybe a potential for a severe weather day. And we're also kind of keeping an eye out, maybe a lower probability, not as strong of a potential, but we don't want to rule out maybe some more activity with thunderstorms on Thursday. So it's an active week. Cool weekend, but that can be spring here across the upper Ohio River Valley.
Jason, appreciate the update. Thanks.
Thank you.
Meteorologist Jason Frazier from the National Weather Service office in Pittsburgh. Nice job, Aaron. Guy knows his stuff, you could tell.
Oh, for sure. He just rattled it off.
Confident.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's going to be this afternoon. You don't have to worry about that this morning for this morning's commute. Today, the 100th day for Donald Trump's second term, and how will he spend the day, and what is the feedback? This has been something they've looked at with every president dating back quite a few. CBS's Jared Hill.
Well, President Trump ran on the economy. He ran on lowering prices. Now, 100 days in, which is this arbitrary marker that goes back to FDR, Americans are mixed on whether President Trump is delivering, and there's decreasing certainty about whether he has a plan on trade. Today, President Trump is preparing for a victory lap, celebrating 100 days in office with a rally in Michigan, home to the nation's big three automakers. The trip, as reports say, as Commerce Secretary indicates, the administration is set to ease the 25% tariffs on car companies, something the president hinted at earlier this month.
I'm looking at something to help some of the car companies.
The president of General Motors praised President Trump's leadership, but new CBS News polls show more than 60% of Americans are concerned the president is too focused on tariffs and not enough on lowering prices. 53% of respondents feel the economy is actually getting worse.
Donald Trump is crashing the economy.
Congressional Democrats are seizing on the president's sliding poll numbers, which he dismissed as fake news. The Trump administration is also claiming wins on the border, lining the driveway of the White House with signs of people they say were unauthorized immigrants arrested over the past 100 days. 56% of people who responded to a recent CBS News poll approve of the president's plan to deport immigrants who enter the country illegally, but only 49% like what he's doing with immigration as a whole.
If you're illegal in the United States, this message is for you. You cannot hide from ICE.
Yesterday, President Trump signed executive orders aimed at blocking federal funding for sanctuary cities and requiring truck drivers to speak English. Staying on immigration, the number of daily border apprehensions is down 94% compared to this time last year. Some other interesting stats, though, from the CBS News poll. Most Americans support limits on Trump's powers as president, and most think he should get back to working with Congress on passing policy through legislation rather than executive order. Those EOs are an easy leeway to get a lot of points on the board early in the game. But the question is, will that sustain his presidency?
CBS is Jared Hill. So we'll see how the day goes on this 100th for Donald Trump. And coming up in our 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk to our resident political analyst.
White News Desk. 70-year-old Patrick Vera, the owner of Vera Funeral Home and Eternity Pet Memorial, is accused of swindling more than 6,500 customers by dumping their pets' remains in a landfill and giving them the ashes of other animals.
Between 2021 and 2024, Mr. Vera neglected his duty of care by deliberately and repeatedly betraying his customers who wanted a dignified service for their beloved dog or cat.
Hard to believe that 6,500 plus people and their past pets are involved.
Well, actually, more than that, Larry, because everyone who had a pet cremated recently is immediately alarmed and checking the facts to see if they're one of the 6,500. So the victims are far greater than just the ones who are directly affected. A wind gust, 60 miles an hour, maybe today, and some hail. Very small risk of an isolated tornado, but rough weather's ahead. What's your rating on this from 1 to 5 this morning, you said earlier?
We just talked to meteorologist Jason Frazier from the National Weather Service in the postings, and the potential and the concern is really for the high wind gusts.
Okay.
Over 60 miles an hour. Even Duquesne Lights put out a notice on it.
So this is likely that the winds.
Yeah, the wind is the biggest concern right now. Of course, you have winds that active, you could have isolated tornadoes.
Okay. Penn's coach Mike Sullivan is gone. Now what?
We need to become faster. We need to become more talented and skilled. Those are the core overarching themes that we're going to focus on.
Many people asking, well, what changed? Days ago, it seemed like Sullivan was a lock for another season. So we don't know 100% what changed yet, but it may reveal itself in the days ahead.
And now we speculate about who the next coach is going to be.
And that said, Mike Sullivan, head coach for 2 Stanley Cups, he's going to have another job and he will be successful.
Well, I mean, what Kyle Dubas just said that we played moments ago, it's not Mike Sullivan's fault that the Pens aren't winning. In my opinion, I think a lot of people would agree.
Amen.